Once you have entered all desired changes, click Submit to save. Next, let's look at the Scope of Work tab. The Scope of Work tab displays what is expected of the servicer on each purchase service. The Scope of Work contains two sections. First is the additional instructions. These are notations entered by either CRST Home Solutions or the client explaining requests from the customer, such as contact requests or exceptions to the scope of work. There is also the description section, which lists out each purchase service and what is included in the standard scope of work for that service. Next, let's look at the equipment tab. The equipment tab shows all information that the client shares with us about the products. This will often include all information required for picking up the equipment from the client. However, this is not always the case, and servicers should always refer to the scope of work, including the additional instructions, for the final word on what needs to be done on each order.